We are subsidizing our unemployment rate. We are subsidizing our high unemployment rate. Can you believe that? Can you believe that you and I, those of us who are working, are paying for people not to work, paying for people not to go and make a living for themselves? We're paying for them to not work. It's absolutely amazing. Only a government program could pull this off. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, subscribing and sharing. You know, just on social media right now, you may be listening to this. And hey, you know what? My friends on social media would really appreciate that. Appreciate those shares. Part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com, put an HTBT in the memo field, get a sweet 15-ounce mug, get tons of other great benefits, and then head over to the conference October 1st through the 3rd, Nashville, Tennessee. Oh my God, cell phone light is on. I am so excited. I cannot wait. I hope to see you there. All right, so I need to tell you a story before I tell you what's going on. And the story will lead into what's going on. I live in Florida for the new time listeners and watchers, if you're on the YouTube and all the podcasting sites. I live in Florida and our air condition went out, which is like the national emergency. It is a bigger deal than COVID when you don't have air conditioning in Florida, especially during summertime. And we had a guy come out with this. We have our favorite shop and we're loyal to them. Really appreciative for all the work they've done for us in the past. And they came, they got it running. And so we have the air conditioned fan going nonstop so that the motor will keep going and it won't crash because the motor is bad and we need to get the motor replaced. It's like $1,100 or something like that. And we had them come out and they said, we don't know when the parts are going to be. We don't know when the parts are going to be there because there's a shortage because of all the shipping and the supply chain interruptions and all that stuff. Like, okay, cool. So $1,100, we're not sure when the part's going to be there. It's delayed and it could be 2 weeks, 3 weeks. There's no date on when this product is going to be able to be delivered. So this was Thursday, Friday of last week. This was last week, Thursday, Friday, last week. Friday, my wife calls and says, hey, can we just got someone out here to see how much it costs to replace the unit and get a quote for that so we can compare? Is it worth indefinite waiting for a new piece, or does it make sense to get a new unit? And we could do the financial analysis on that and see if it makes sense and all that stuff. So we called Friday, and the person we called to couldn't transfer us to the person that we needed to talk to schedule the salesperson to come out and give us a quote. And she told my wife that she needed to call back. So we called back Saturday. Saturday, we got a call back. Monday, we got a call back. And Tuesday, we finally be able to contact somebody. So my wife was calling and calling and calling. No one was calling her back. Said, just get every time she called, please call back. And so we finally got that all situated and set up. And I promise this is related to the topic of this story. And we finally get the salesperson to come out and give us a quote, and we're talking and stuff. And I do what I normally do, which is I consult this thing and I will bring up the issues I'm having and say, hey, there's a problem here in your business model. There's a problem here in how you are handling customers. It was really difficult. If we didn't already have a loyalty to your company, we wouldn't have continued to pursue this. We would have went somewhere else. And he proceeds to tell me that they are so short-staffed, not because they can't afford it, not because they don't have jobs open, not because they don't have positions available, but because they can't find people to fill the office-level work. They can't find people to handle the phone calls. They can't find people to handle the sales calls. And I said, what? What do you mean you can't find people? I thought we were in this huge recession. I thought our unemployment rate was in 8%. I thought we had millions and millions of people not working. What are you talking about? How can we at one side have millions and millions of people not working, and then we have companies like yours who can't find people to handle the job and do the work and handle the sales calls? This does not make sense. Only a government program could do this. And he goes on to explain that the wages that these people make were equal to or a little less than what they were getting on unemployment. When, especially when you considered that big $600 bonus for the federal government gave, and then on top of that, the state unemployment rate, they were making equal or maybe even a little less than what they were actually making and what the job paid, what the job is worth. They made equal or a little less not working at all. And so he said what would happen is we have these job postings. We have resumes coming in. And we have interviews set up for people to come and work. And they apply and they set up their jobs or they set up their appointments for their interviews. And then they don't show up. He said they don't have a problem getting interviews. They don't have a problem having people send in their resumes because that's one of the conditions to continue to get unemployment. Another condition is you can't have a job. You see, people, hundreds and thousands for this one specific company who wants to pay people to come work, who have the positions available, can't find people to work at the jobs at the pay level they're at because they can't compete with government benefits. We are subsidizing the 8 million people that are unemployed right now. We are subsidizing it. And it should anger you. It should get you upset. I'm sorry, my cord just dropped. We are paying people to not work. And so when you see this 8 million figure, I'm sure some jobs have been lost. I'm sure businesses have closed. But the businesses that are open right now cannot find people to work for them because they can't compete with the government benefits. And that should infuriate you because those benefits are coming from you. They're coming from me. And what is happening is that not only are individuals that pay taxes suffering, we're paying for unemployment to stay high. We're paying for people to stay out of work. Not only that, but we are hurting as well because our economy is losing wealth. These people are not productive citizens. They are not productive workforce members. And so the value that they would have be getting from a paycheck, they'd be giving in exchange for a paycheck, would benefit society. We would all become wealthier. Is not happening. Not only that, not only are we paying for this, not only is it hurting the overall wealth of a society, but it's hurting the businesses because they don't have people like me all the time who are going to stick with it and are curious to see how it plays out because they have this consultant mind and want to fix the problem and want to streamline their workflow processes. People just give up and they go somewhere else. And so businesses are losing value. Businesses are going to be continuing to lose jobs. They're going to be continuing to lose customers. They're going to be losing revenue. They're going to give up jobs. They're not going to have those positions anymore because their companies are going to shrink because they can't find people to do the job. And so they're going to pull back. There's going to be longer wait lists. There's going to be manufacturing parts that aren't able to be produced. There's going to be indefinite holds. And there's going to be these decisions that people have to make like me, who do I only spend $1,000 to replace a part? Or do I spend X amount more to get a new unit so I can just have air conditioning in Florida and during the summer? And so I'm paying more than I necessarily would have, which is another broken window economic fallacy that comes up, that it's we're losing value. I'm having to spend more money on products than I would normally have to have. And this is all stemming from government compassion, government mercy. The mercy of the wicked is cruel. And we see the second and the tertiary effects of this, the fourth, whatever that you would say, what are the fourth-ary effects, the fifth-ary effects? This is impacting so many people. this, and this is the thing, is with unemployment, it's pretty easy to track and see the damage it does. It's not hard. It's simple math. It's basic economics. It's logic and common sense. And these things are happening in the more complex government programs. This is happening in more and more government initiatives that are not so easy to track. You better believe the same things are happening. The more government compassion we have, the poorer we become as a society. And if you don't believe me, just look at it from a high level. Where are the cities and the states with the biggest governments? Are they poorer or richer? Are they in destruction? Are they headed towards destruction? Are they headed towards prosperity? Don't look if it's a Democrat. Don't look if it's Republican. Just look. Where are the big government programs? Where is the big government intervention? And how successful and how better off is that place from when they didn't have that? And every single time, you're poorer. Now, you have like the Californias and you have the New Yorks that have just been inherently rich and they've been able to hold on to their wealth. But even New York now is begging through dinners. The government, the governor is begging people, rich people, to come back. He will buy them dinner. He'll cook them dinner. It's the famous quote Cuomo said. Because they're going broke. Guys, government's not the issue. Government's not the solution. It's the issue. And we're doing stupid things like subsidizing people not working. We're subsidizing the 8 million people out of work. We're subsidizing that very high unemployment rate. And it needs to stop. The government needs to stop acting like it has the answers. It doesn't. The government is not the answer, as Ronald Reagan says. It is the problem. We need to remember that. We need to preach it. We need to discuss it. We need to prove it to people. Do that this weekend. But don't forget to have your rest. Enjoy spending time with your family. Talk to you next week.